It's 6 minutes past 11 o'clock, and I told you earlier in the show that I would be telling you all about the best braai opportunity in Ballito in terms of supply of bespoke braais and fittings of every description when it comes to life around the fire. And that's not all. Now, Ballito Gas and Braai in its brand new premises, which, by the way, you don't have to worry about. It's not too far away from the original premises. In fact, if the truth be told, it's next door. But it is much bigger, much better. And Werner from Ballito Gas and Braai is in the house, along with Steve and Sam from Cure House. And the combination is an interesting one, because now, not only will you be able to get the best braai products in the country on the North Coast in Ballito, but they are also in partnership with Cure House, which is a specialty meat processor. And I have it on good authority that South Africans have gone absolutely mad for Geelvet Biltong. You know about Geelvet Biltong, but you can't get it easily in Ballito. There's guys that say that they offer it, but well, watch this space. Welcome, guys, Werner and Steve and Sam. Yeah, and I was a bit confused because Sam was supposed to be someone else, and now it's thrown my questions out of the door, so we're going to throw the questions away. Let's get straight into it. Werner, congratulations on your new store.
Thank you.
We were around there the other day just to take a look, and it was coming along absolutely fabulously. The opening is very soon.
Yeah, that's next week, Thursday, we'll be opening. We'll have our opening evening. Everybody's welcome that wants to pop by. 5:30 for 6 o'clock. Yeah, we'll be open.
And it's a game changer, folks, because if you saw the original store, you know how well equipped it was. And when it comes to advice and, generally speaking, service of the highest order, Werner and his team have always been at the top of their game. But if you look at the new store, oh my hat. I mean, this is it's the next level, and I can understand why you decided to move, because it's an odd move to move next door.
Yes, it is.
But there's new premises of yours. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we needed a bit bigger space. We've got more variety of products that we wanted to showcase, and yeah, we can't put it on crates and stuff anymore, so we had to put it in stuff that's nice.
And the view from there is absolutely stunning. I mean, you don't go to a braai shop necessarily for the view, but it doesn't harm the experience. I mean, you're looking out across a massive vista of green into the hills in the distance, and it kind of just speaks about the beauty of the place that we live in, and the fact that, well, you know, there's no finer way of enjoying the beauty of the place we live in than around a fire with friends, or a good braai with mates. And generally speaking, I think the South African experience is, when it comes to the way we interact, the way we eat, the way we dine. The funny thing about the braai is that it is extraordinarily uniquely South African. I know we've got the barbecue in Australia, and you've got various different opportunities in America. But Werner, correct me if I'm wrong. The braai is uniquely South African, isn't it?
100%, especially the wood braai.
And what is your feeling? Because I mean, you sell gas, you sell wood, you sell, you know, everything that moves in terms of braais. But ultimately, there are those guys that say if it's not wood, it's not good. And I don't know. What is your feeling?
It's a difficult question. I plead the fifth.
can I interrupt?
Yeah, please,
because
do.
I'm actually braaied with Werner. We stayed over about a week or so back, and the man has 7 braais in his house.
Wow.
The 7th braai is gas, but it's built into a little a wooden tuck-away desk that he only brings out if necessary, and when certain mates are there, they can't see it. So I might have let the cat out.
Yeah,
the
definitely not. You don't show gas.
Because, look, I mean, I promise you, there's nothing as convenient as a gas braai, which you just literally press a button and bang, and it's up to temperature pretty quickly, and it's got that ultra-hot searing mechanism. There's wonderful things like that. But good wood, hard wood, harder kool, imparts a flavor and a vibe that is almost impossible to replicate. So, yeah, I think it's horses for courses. Nothing wrong with a bit of good heat instantly if you're in a hurry. But if you've got time, And you've got opportunity, I think. The old story, hey?
Definitely time and place for everything. Hey?
Make a fire, however you choose. Now let's talk about the new partnership with Cure House. Werner, it's unusual to find a braai emporium that offers meat. Is it something that you gave a lot of thought to, or was it just an opportunity that came along?
Yeah, we wanted to do it a long time ago, and again, space was an issue in the previous premises. The Cure House brand just fits in so perfectly with Belita Gas and Braai, because we do everything authentic and upmarket and classy and good quality. And I think that's where the partnership came in with the meat. Steve will tell us a bit more on his meat and where it's coming from and that. But yeah, no, definitely it came a long time.
Well, I'm very excited to hear about it, Steve, because your reputation precedes you. Cure House is a good brand. Is it your baby?
It's our baby. The man sitting next to me, who was accidentally here, is my son. He was our first employee, shall I say. It was actually started as a school project for him and his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, 6 years ago.
What school were you at?
So it wasn't any sort of traditional school. It was a business-centric school. And it was kind of through COVID times as well. So things with high school were a bit strange. But we bought Cure House as a few recipes, some old sort of curing recipes, some Italian recipes for those sort of prosciuttos and salamis and cured meats. And we realized, you know, South Africans, we aren't the biggest eaters of cured meats. We like a bra. We don't even know how to spell charcuterie. So we moved that focus towards beef, and beef has become the biggest focus of Cure House, and specifically that grass-fed beef. We go with older animals that have been raised on the grass exclusively. And we find those older animals, they can be a bit tougher, but they have that great yellow fat taste. And we end up curing and aging that beef for about 2 weeks before it goes into any of our products. So like the Bully Burger, it's called the Bully Burger because it's aged, it's old.
Not because I'm old.
Yeah, not. But anyway, so it basically evolved from this little business focused on curing meats run by these high school students, to where it just kind of picked up and got busier and busier. And you'll see a lot of the employees that are there at our original branch in Howick are younger sort of students, and that's because of where it came from. But it's evolved into something now where, I mean, we have the food trailers, the partnership in Belita, have a store.
You know, the reason I asked Sam about the brand is because I've seen when does the Midlands meander and the social media thing, and it's the Cure House is front and center and very proudly so, part of that, the ethos of the Midlands meander joy, you know, quality. I'm glad that you mentioned that as well, and the fact that you've now expanded to an area that I believe, well, you know, there are those that have studied the they call it the Club Med effect, just the way the international world has focused on the north coast of KZN and Belito, the investments that have come from that are coming from that, the interest, the folk that are moving from upcountry to, well, I suppose the fact the airport is so close and it's just a hop and a skip, you can continue your business enterprise in the smoke, but you live here now. And to bring a brand like yours into this dynamic mix is absolutely spot on. To partner with Belito Gas and Braai, well, it's kind of a match made in heaven, but these things are never easy, hey? So how does it go? What can one experience at Belito Gas and Braai in terms of Cure House?
Well, we focus on burgers now. So the Bully Burgers actually become the central focus of the brand. And it evolved from us assuming, like Sam said, we were the charcuterie guys, and then we were biltong. Still are, but the burgers got our attention. And that's the one that seems to have got the public's attention as well.
So are you establishing a burger bar?
Burger bar,
In the store?
A shop within a shop, yeah.
But can one also buy meat as well?
A limited range, yeah. So we've got just one freezer in there at the moment. And the idea is that anything that's on the menu, you will find in its frozen form there. So the patties and such, and a little bit extra.
Please tell me you're bringing the real biltong to Belita.
100%. So burger bar and biltong bar and coffee bar all in one little straight stripe.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. Because the idea behind the authenticity of the grass-fed older but possibly tastier animal. It's not easily available. I mean, I'm sure there are abattoirs that have got all sorts of rules and regulations, and it's tough to get that kind of quality through a mainstream operator. But the speciality house, the cure house, now that makes a lot of sense to me. So we've got Bolito Gas and Braai with the best range of braais. And Varuna, what has particularly caught your attention in 2026?
Sure. I must say the growth of Bolito is still definitely catching my attention. If that's the question, I understood.
Well, I was thinking particularly about the braai range, because new products coming in all the time. I saw some amazing looking contraptions in your store.
Smoking is the up and coming thing, and I think that's where the whole dynamic of braaiing is going, and we want to learn stuff new. And definitely smoking is the new thing.
So instead of... How does it differ from the conventional braai?
You drink a lot more beers because it takes up to 12 hours for a brisket. So it keeps you busy. It's more science. It's a whole recipe that you have to follow. And that's the way the whole thing of eating lekker comes from. We can't just look like this because we eat salad. We have to eat meat.
But are you seriously telling me you can actually spend 12 hours cooking a brisket?
100%, and with good mates, it can go up to 14 hours.
Yo! Okay, well, we need to start investigating this. We'll have to start the smoking podcast, because there's obviously a hell of a lot more to this than meets the eye. So you've now got bespoke smokers that go along with if you are keen to experience that, but you also have some extraordinary braais in store.
Yeah, we've got full stainless steel braais that will handle our area. Especially the rust. We've got 304, 316, we've got fire pits, we've got internal fireplaces, wood and gas. We've got smokers, we've got the Kamado style braais. We've got pretty much anything braai related that you need.
So it's not just the built-in bespoke braais, but you've got those that can travel as well?
100%.
Even portable braais?
We do, yes.
Fantastic.
Also stainless.
Do you still stock hardwood?
We do, yeah. Bushveld mix, we still have that at 45 rand a bag. And yeah, it's great wood.
Fantastic. And I believe there's another side hustle to your business, which is garage doors. And I thought you just used those for the hardwood.
That's actually the Johan side that should have been here. So yeah, we've started that about 8 years ago as well. But great garage door. So we do aluminium, alu zinc, and wood. And now there's a new product coming, and we're going to put it in store. It's people have to come and watch it. It's something different. It's going to be the future of garage doors.
Wow. Well, now you've got a reason beyond the obvious to go to Bolito Gas and Braai, because very shortly it will be probably the best burger bar in town. And I say probably because I'm going on faith here, guys. I'm a man of faith. And I'm expecting an invitation to the opening.
You'll
to try one. Then I can put my stamp of approval. But seriously, you know, great burgers, lovely coffees, the real McCoy, Gil Fett Biltong from the Midlands. And then Varuna and his team to take you through an experience. The equipment that they have in store at the moment is next level. And I am not easily impressed by these things, but I'm seriously impressed. I'm also seriously impressed by some of the prices, by the way, as well. There's some of these braais are, you've got to take out a second bond, but I presume it's
not
worth
that
it.
Bad. It's always worth it.
I think there's something for everyone. There's within your budget and within your style and desire, there's something for everyone at Bolito Gas and Braai. And one more time, the opening is next Thursday,
yes.
Open to the public from next Friday.
If you're available and you want to come in, come have a look.
Okay. So there it is, folks. The invitation is there. The challenge is there. Find a better braai store on the North Coast, and I'll eat my computer. And then we'll wait to see what the Cure House delivers, but I believe it's going to be really awesome. So welcome to the neighborhood, guys.
Thank you.
Don't be strangers. Anytime you come in, come along, you know, pop into the studio. You're welcome to drop by and give us a bit of new news, new products, etc., etc. And Varuna, we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you.
At the launch. My very special guest from Balito Gas and Braai and the Cure House, it's Werner, Steve and Sam. Johan, jy is gefeier, jong. You didn't make it? Goodbye. Thanks for joining me, guys. Sure.